It's a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend on Como News. Here's Tom Hutler and Shannon O'Kelly with more IRG Health Talk.
Our next guest is Dr. Mark Wagner, board certified by the American Board of Family Practice with a subspecialty in sports medicine. He has a special interest in regenerative medicine and joint preservation, and he was voted as one of the top docs in Seattle Met magazine. And we're talking about stem cell treatment. Here's Dr. Wagner and Shannon O'Kelly.
Dr. Wagner, thank you so much for joining us here on Health Talk today. How are you?
I'm great. How are you this morning, Shannon?
Doing fantastic. Hey, I'm excited to have you on. You know, I want you to tell our listeners about your practice. And before we talk about your practice, we're going to talk about stem cells today. And, you know, I can pick up the newspaper. I can look at Facebook, social media. There's so much information out today on stem cells. And we want you to kind of pontificate regarding stem cells today. But tell our listeners about your practice and your area of interest.
Well, Shannon, I'm board certified in primary care and non-surgical orthopedics sports medicine. I've been doing it for about 30, 35 years, and about 6-7 years ago, I became extremely interested in regenerative medicine and the use of stem cells to treat a big problem as far as osteoarthritis in joints without having to go on to major surgical procedures. Started doing that about 6 years ago. My first patient was myself.
Okay. Congratulations. It turned out well, didn't it?
Yeah. I have done fabulous ever since 6 years ago, and now we're at just about 9,000 patients that we have treated with stem cells. The way I do it is I only use stem cells from the patient. They're called autologous stem cells. We don't want to get them from anywhere else. We don't want to use amniotic fluid. We don't want to buy stuff online. I just want to get them from patients' bone marrow, their adipose tissue or fat, and blood where we get platelets. Goes through a whole process, and then under ultrasound guidance, we inject them back into the affected joint, whether it be an ankle, knee, hip, wrist, elbow, or shoulder. And those cells get in there, and they kind of know what to do. They regenerate cartilage.
Interesting.
They decrease inflammation. They stop the breakdown in the joint. So we're treating osteoarthritis, we're treating meniscus tears, we're treating labrum tears in shoulders and hips, and we're treating partial tears of anterior cruciate ligaments, rotator cuff tears, as well as using just platelets to treat bad tendinopathies or tendinitis.
Yeah, interesting. Biology is fantastic. Can we do a little cell biology here for just a minute, Dr.
Sure.
Wagner? Okay, let's tell our listeners. Now, a stem cell are these cells in your body that are just waiting for something to tell them what to do. For example, to either become cartilage or become tendon. Let's do a little cell biology. I kind of like a little biology here.
Sure. So the cells that I use are called mesenchymal stem cells. Those cells can only become four tissue lines when they grow up, okay? They can become cartilage, muscle, tendon, or bone.
Mesenchymal.
Yes.
Can you spell it? No, just kidding. No.
And that's kind of in contrast to pluripotent stem cells, which can become 200 plus different types of tissue. Those are embryonic stem cells. We're not using embryonic stem cells. We just use the mesenchymal. Those little critters get into the joint, and it is amazing. I mean, someday somebody's going to be able to figure out how to program them, but we don't. And they can, you know, they get in the joint, they kind of look around, and they're kind of like a general contractor. It's like, all right, we need to do a little drywall repair up here. We need to fix this strut. And they become cartilage-producing cells, muscle, or tendon, depending upon where the damage is in the joint.
Right. Okay. How do you identify mesenchymal cells, these cells you want, from this adipose, fat tissue, or bone marrow? When you extract that, how are you getting those cells you want, those four that become those four tissues?
So the system that I use is a proprietary software system that runs a very specialized centrifuge developed by the guy who ran the molecular biology department at Stanford. And the physics of how those cells are separated out and to the extent that they're separated out is beyond me. I'm not a molecular biologist. But I've used a number of different systems. This is the one I've settled on about 3 years ago, and it gives us the highest yield of those particular type of cells.
And so when you pull those cells, extract those cells, I mean, that's kind of a same-day procedure. I want to get in the procedure here, but I also want to make sure that they understand you're taking those cells out. You don't have to culture them. You're taking them out and then injecting them.
Correct. We do it all within an hour to an hour and a half.
Dr. Mark Wagner and Shannon O'Kelly continue after this timeout on Como.
It's a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend on Como News. This is IRG's Health Talk. Back to Tom Hutler and Shannon O'Kelly.
All right, we're continuing our conversation on regenerative medicine and stem cell treatment with Dr. Mark Wagner and Shannon O'Kelly.
Well, we're back with Dr. Mark Wagner. Dr. Wagner, thank you so much for taking time to come down and particularly talk about stem cells. I want to drive home a point that you mentioned. You know, I talked about going into media or the newspaper, and you can see stem cells seminars and come get your stem cells here and there and stuff like that. It's important. Let's talk about how you do it, taking cells from your own body and then re-injecting them in your own body. You're not buying stem cells, which can be problematic, I've heard.
Absolutely. There's a lot of people out there that are bad actors, okay? And they're people who are using amniotic fluid. They buy it online. Most of it comes from Mexico. They hire nurse practitioners to do the injections in their office, and there are no live stem cells in amniotic fluid. I don't like using cells from anywhere except the patient. When we do the procedure, it's in a procedure room. The cells never leave the room, so everything is self-contained. Everything is done, you know, within that hour and a half. All local anesthetic. The patient's awake. They walk out after an hour and a half and start physical therapy 3 to 5 days later.
Who's a good candidate? Because I know there's a lot of people out there that can use this.
So first of all, anybody with mild to moderately severe osteoarthritis, people who don't want to progress on to having a total joint. Total joints are big surgeries. They're huge recoveries. You know, patients get blood clots. They get infections. They don't last forever. There's a study out in New England Journal about a year ago that says men and women over the age of 60 have 30 and 25 times greater incidence of heart attack and stroke in the 1 year following a total joint replacement.
Wow, geez, interesting.
You know, and now there's also questions about, you know, dementia because of chromium and cobalt and titanium. So, you know, that's all being questioned at this point. So it's a huge surgery, and this is a great minimally invasive way to deal with osteoarthritis, you know, rotator cuff tears, anterior cruciate ligament partial tears, meniscus tears, labrum tears, bad tendinopathies, or tendon tears.
Again, any type of tissue that these cells can go repair, if you inject it into that area, those cells find their way to that damage and start repairing. How do you know after the procedure that it's taking?
So what we use are what we call PROs, or patient reported outcomes. You know, sometimes we'll end up getting an MRI, you know, a year or two out, but it can take a long time to actually see those changes. You know, we won't see them on an X-ray because you need to lose like 40% or gain 40% of cartilage to be able to see that on an X-ray. So a lot of times it's that patient coming in and saying, hey, you know what? I can do this, that, the other without pain. I can sleep through the night without pain. You know, anything from, hey, I can walk out on Shilshol in the morning, you know, with my dog, to I'm now running Western States 100. You know, that's what I want to do. So it varies depending upon the patient. We've treated college athletes in their 20s and 30s and patients up to 90.
As we wrap up, tell us about the procedure. I mean, you talk about it maybe an hour and a half, maybe, you know, in the last 20 seconds or so here that we have. What's the procedure like in the day of the life of a patient that comes sees Dr. Mark Wagner?
Local anesthetic, possibly a little bit of discomfort, very small incisions, walk out, start physical therapy.
Dr. Wagner, thank you so much for your time. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Have a good day.
All right. That was Dr. Mark Wagner, who, by the way, advertises here on our stations. And, you know, Shannon, he is somebody who has a lot of people who have had testimonials about the work that he's done for them. And they all say he's done a great job for them.
Oh, he gets fantastic results. I mean, I think he said he's 6,000 to 9,000 of these procedures. I mean, he's doing some really neat stuff. And the important thing is he uses the right stem cells.
All right. Thanks to Dr. Wagner. We're back with the next segment right after this time out on Como.